She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hi, folks. Thanks so much for listening. I really, really appreciate it, and I certainly hope you get a bunch of information in this small time that we have sometimes, because the whole reason I do this show, so mindful medicine, right? What does that mean? It's just being able to use your own mind, because I know there's a lot of information out there, sometimes misinformation, but to really have things and information resonate with you, you use your own mind to make great decisions for you and your family's health. That's what it's all about. I want power to the people. That's the biggest thing. So today I want to talk about something that is really near and dear to my heart, and it's passive healing. What do I mean by that? Well, I'm going to talk about saunas because I adore them and I love them. And I think there are so much going on sometimes. You know, you listen to these segments and you listen to different shows on Radio MD or you. There are all sorts of things that people are telling you what you might need to do just to stay healthy. I mean, certainly there's tons of information about exercise, right? There is loads of information about what to eat, what not to eat, how much, how to cook it, where to buy it, all that stuff. So nourishment is very important. So minding your diet, exercise, hey, but what kind, right? So cardiovascular, is it strength training? Is it mobility? Is it all of them? Because we all know I love CrossFit. There's tons of ways to keep yourself healthy. One of the ways that I love the most is ways that you don't even really realize you're doing, because I know sometimes resistance and obstacles get in the way of people actually being successful for their desires to be healthy. I mean, I certainly know, because food is so much in our society, that gosh, food can be a challenge for folks. Certainly the amount of stress that we have in our modern day can be an obstacle and certainly contribute to health conditions and also failures for adherence to staying healthy. So these things that I do in my life that are passive, meaning they don't really feel like much is going on, but guess what? Really, a lot is going on. I've got a favorite one that I always say, hey, use your beverage as your medicine. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to be, you know, kicking back those couple beers or glasses of wine at night to help you sleep as a sleep aid. That's not what I mean. It means like medicinal tea. There's even some great medicinal coffees that are coming out that actually are infused with health things, ingredients that, you know, have health benefits in your body. So these passive things, things that you already do, you know, how many millions of people drink coffee? Sometimes that's a contributing factor to increased cortisol, increase adrenal fatigue, and increase stress on the body. But if you can limit it to a decaf that maybe has nutrients in it, I think it's going to be better using great teas. All right, so let's get to the sauna. You know, when I was in medical school, I basically lived like everybody else because I was paying for tuition on a shoestring budget. And one of the things that I used to give myself was a trip to the day spa. That was sort of like a treat for me. I would, you know, it would help me study better because I'm like, I get this. And even though school took place in a very warm climate of Phoenix, Arizona, there was nothing more invigorating for me and soothing than being able to sit in a sauna and sweat out my stress. Seriously, you know, and the use of heat, like kind of hydrotherapy, so hot, cold, but heat and traditional sauna therapies, the healing properties goes back for centuries. I mean, the Native Americans have been using sweat lodges, for example, for ceremonial and medicinal purposes, I mean, for over 40,000 years. Now, today, as everything always progresses, and that's the beauty of being alive in our modern day, new sauna technology has proven much more effective for cleansing the body than the old traditional sweat lodges. But I still do those. I love them because they're so rich in ceremony. So the heat produced from infrared wavelengths is much more thorough from a medicinal perspective than the old conventional heat produced from the hot rocks or steam. Now, getting things out in any way is a great detoxifier, right? Daily detoxification, we talk about all the time. So perspiration, you know, is very, very important. But infrared saunas, I got to tell you, I love the research on them. Infrared light, which is, it's basically invisible part of the sun spectrum, okay? It can easily penetrate tissue to about 3 inches deep. And because infrared light heats the body directly, okay? So not just the air around you, it basically is heating the body. It raises the core body temperature, which increases central and also peripheral vascular circulation. It increases your respirations and it increases your ability to sweat, get things out. Now, this is so awesome for the body as, you know, it increases cardiovascular output. So, you know, your heart rate and decreases, the best thing, your blood pressure. Also, the increase in your respiratory rate, it increases oxygenation, okay? So you're getting more oxygen to your cells, you're lessening the amount of carbon dioxide content, and the sweating assists in the excretion of, I say this all the time, get it out, toxins that are stored in body fat in your organs. I mean, seriously, like who knew? Even back in the day, I was doing so much more than sweating out my stress. It's just one of the most important things. And it's one of those things these days for whatever anybody is presenting in my office with clinically, I always am referring them to get an infrared sauna. It's just one of those things that I think, you know, really heats up the healing process, if you will. It's just something that is needed to be brought in, just kind of like drinking more water or getting that massage. It's something I feel really, really strong about. And you know, of course, when I was doing it, I thought it was a treat, you know, and I really couldn't afford to do it regularly. But the good news is with the infrared saunas, they're surprisingly affordable and they're energy efficient. And you know what? Now I love them so much. I have my own. Yes, you can get them. You can get them in your home and save, you know, future trips and definitely money by going to the day spa. The most recent full spectrum infrared technology has also led to an increase in research and benefits beyond increase in circulation. Infrared saunas also, they've been proven to assist in weight loss and decrease pain, rejuvenate skin, and heal other skin conditions like psoriasis. That's a tough one. Eczema, acne, you name it. All right. So for example, this is a single infrared sauna session can burn up to 200 to 600 calories. And researchers have been tracking the incredible results of using infrared therapy on lower back pain and upper body pain. You know what that means too? You have these passive exercise or passive therapies like infrared sauna. Guess what you get to stop doing? You get to stop taking NSAIDs or Tylenol, ibuprofen that actually has some risk associated with it. Okay. And then that's what I think is the best about the technology that's advancing in our modern days, that you can actually get these puppies at home. One of the companies that I love is Sunlighten. You can go to their website. It's Sunlighten. It's just Sunlighten, sunlighten.com. And they are offering affordable and effective infrared saunas, and you can get just portable ones. I have moved in the last couple 6 months here, and I've taken my infrared sauna with me. I experienced this particular brand recently while I was in Santa Fe, and it was absolutely amazing. And I got to tell you, the passive healing that happens after, you know, I just feel it. Every time I get into a sauna session, I feel that restoration of my vigor and vitality. I look forward to it. It's just something that, like I said, it's not that I'm trying to put myself out of business at all, but I do believe that my job is to get people not to need me, per se. And I think that a sauna a day will keep the doctor away. And it's just something that you want to think about. It's one of those things, what, like I said, there's tons to think about when it comes to staying healthy in our modern day world, right? What's your stress like? What do you put in your body? What is stored in your body? The environmental passive toxins. I had a gentleman on my radio show last week. Boy, oh boy. It's just, even if you do your best, even if you eat organic, gosh, if you go out, you have no idea. So what are the passive things that we can do? We can get into the sauna. It's the best, getting things out. So once again, sunlighten.com. There you have it. You can get an infrared sauna for yourself. Thank you so much for listening. So go ahead, do something passive and stay well. All right. This is Radio MD. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. And you can follow us on Twitter or Facebook at Your Radio MD.